Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
And with Regina's blessing, I started talking to Aaron more and more. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
Arisha, it's October 3rd. You know what that means.
Yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you knew I was going to say it.
Which is very true, but it's also Mean Girls Day. Yes. And as a public service to all of our Richies, we're bringing you a special episode devoted to the truly just iconic movie that has really cemented its place in pop culture.
Yeah, I mean, pick your adjective. It's gruel, it's fetch, it's incredible.
Honestly, this is the one time I will allow you to make fetch happen.
Thank you. What a wonderful Mean Girls Day for all of us.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, October 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Give me that, hot sauce.
Okay, you should just know that we don't do this a lot, so this is like a really huge deal.
We want to invite you to have lunch with us every day for the rest of the week.
Oh, it's okay.
Coolness. So we'll see you tomorrow.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I feel like it's moments like this that have made Mean Girls just an enduring fan favorite. Like, like it came out in 2004, and almost 20 years later, we're still all quoting this movie. Like,
I know.
It's just so ingrained in pop culture. I love it so much. And, you know, people are now celebrating Mean Girls Day. I told Ross about it, and he didn't know it was about the movie. He thought people were just mean to each other on that day.
Oh, my God.
He was like, that's a real thing. I was like, Ross, it's for the movie. He's like, oh, okay.
He thought it was like a diluted purge type of a day.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's just mean to each other. It's like, Ross, that's every day. So, yeah. But yeah, so people celebrate it once a year on October 3rd, which means happy Mean Girls Day, Richies.
Yeah. So if somehow you have existed on this earth to this day and have never seen the movie, it follows Katie Heron, Katie spelled C-A-D-Y, for all the hardcore fans. And Katie's played by Lindsay Lohan at the absolute peak of her career, can I just say?
Like, yeah.
She just, this role was...
Yeah, I mean...
She absolutely... Well, this and obviously Parent Trap. She
was just gonna say.
Destroyed those roles in the best way. But it follows Katie as she tries to fit in at a typical high school in the U.S. of A. after she was homeschooled her whole life and her parents traveled, she most recently lived... in a country in Africa. Did we get the actual country? Was it Kenya?
I can't remember.
But she lived abroad. and she gets involved with a group of popular girls known as the Plastics.
Who are the Plastics?
They're teen royalty. If North Shore was Us Weekly, they would always be on the cover.
That one there, that's Karen Smith. She is one of the dumbest girls you will ever meet. Damien sat next to her in English last year.
She asked me how to spell orange.
I mean, everything about this movie is so good.
I was just like, it's so brilliantly written, too. It's just so good.
Honestly, I feel like every line in this movie is just pure gold.
Mm-hmm. It like, is. Yeah.
Just the way that they decide to describe people is so on par with like how people in high school would describe each other. I just love this.
Which I think is why it makes it such a quotable movie, because like it's just so different and good.
Yeah. She asked me how to spell orange. Like, come on.
I mean, look, of all the fruits, that is probably the toughest to spell in her defense.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Kumquat is hard, but is that a fruit?
But it's fun to say.
Kumquat. Yeah, it is.
So people have found truly crazy ways to celebrate this day. Like, there's,
as always,
Mean Girls themed fitness classes.
Mm-hmm. Might go to a fitness class for that.
I mean, maybe, yeah.
That might be the thing that gets me going.
Yeah. There's like screening parties. People, of course, wear pink.
Mm-hmm.
But people all over the world really show their love for this movie in different ways. And stars from the movie have also gotten in on this, which I just love.
Yeah, yeah. So last year on Mean Girls Day, Lindsay Lohan shared a screenshot of the October 3rd moment from the film with the caption, "It's October 3rd," with a bunch of emojis, and then hashtag Mean Girls, hashtag It's October 3rd. Truly just the most iconic phrase. Like, who knew saying the date would become a cultural moment?
I'll tell you what, us pop culture lovers will really just claw onto something, won't we, and make it happen?
Yeah. One of these days, we're going to, like, hear the word the and be like, oh, my God, the. And then we heard from Karen Smith, a.k.a. Amanda Seyfried, who commented on her post and wrote, in all caps, "Yes, it is."
Love it.
And then Damien, the one who actually gave us the tour of the school, essentially.
Yeah.
And had to spell orange for Karen. Daniel Franzese also posted about it last year and wrote, "This one day a year when I really have the Mean Girls fans' attention, I want to simply say thank you so much, in all caps. I truly love you all. Hashtag House of Glen Coco." You go, Glen Coco.
You go, Glen Coco.
What a great line, too. God, so many great lines.
I know.
And then Jonathan Bennett, who played Aaron Samuels, and is honestly just seems so sweet.
I know.
He spoke to Today about why he thinks the movie has made such an impact on people.
The most important message from the movie, Mean Girls, is the message about bullying in high school. And I think Tina Fey was one of the first people to make that an okay topic to talk about and bring awareness to it and kind of open the door for that.
Yeah, I mean, this interview is so sweet. Like, I appreciate when actors are obviously very grateful to people, like, for where they are. Because at the end of the day, you know, without the fans, without, you know, you don't go anywhere. And he just seems so humble. And when he talked about this being his first, like, big acting gig and doing comedy with Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels, I'm just like, wow. I can't even imagine what that would have been like.
I know. Well, it's funny because he was on Celebrity Big Brother. And he was on the same time as Dina Lohan.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like,
helped out each other,
oh
right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, he was the first one evicted, which was a bummer because I was like, Jonathan's my pick to win the whole thing. And
then
he went home first. But yeah, sucks. He like looked out for her. He's like, Lindsay would kill me if I didn't. And I was like, oh my God, I love this so much.
Yeah. And then back in April of 2020, during the Heroes on Health COVID Streamathon,
God.
Rachel McAdams also talked about the movie's mark on pop culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bizarre. You know, I feel so lucky to be a part of something that's stuck around even a little bit. You know, that was never anything I imagined happening in life. So, yeah, it's a strange and surreal still.
Can I just say, I love Rachel McAdams so much.
I was going to say, can I just say I love Rachel McAdams?
She is.
I love her.
And I think a lot of it is because she started with Mean Girls. I don't think she's taken as seriously as she should be because she's a brilliant actor.
Oh, my God. She's an absolute chameleon.
Like, she's so talented. And I think, you know, we talked about this. Like, Mean Girls isn't just, like, the typical campy teen movie. Like, it's so different in so many ways. But it also launched the career of so many of the actors in it. Like,
yeah,
obviously, yeah. You know, Rachel McAdams is an icon now. She's so right. talented. You know, we talked about Amanda Seyfried, Lindsay Lohan. Like, this just really kickstarted a lot of careers.
Yeah, and of course, there's also Lizzie Kaplan, who has gone on to do incredible things, and Lacey Chabert, who has cornerstoned the Hallmark Channel in great movies that I can't stop watching.
You know, she was the original voice of Meg Griffin on Family Guy.
Yes,
and it was weird. It doesn't work.
It doesn't. It's very weird. I'm not even a Family Guy fan. But it does feel like right now Lindsay's career is in bounce back mode. I mean, yeah. She went through a lot of ups and downs and hasn't really been acting. But in March of this year, she did agree to star in two films for Netflix. And first up is a romantic comedy called Irish Wish.
Which, of course, we're going to watch.
You better believe it. My God.
All you have to say is rom-com and we're like, okay, say less.
Oh, yeah. Where do I sign up? And then Amanda Seyfried and Rachel McAdams both went on to get Oscar nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel for Best Supporting Actress in 2016 for Spotlight. And in 2021, Amanda was nominated in the same category for her role in Mank. And I think what is her second most important role after Mean Girls is her role
notebook?
In the first season of Veronica Mars.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Amanda. Oh. yeah, The Notebook is Rachel's most important role, I'm sorry to say. Mean Girls is literally right underneath it. But Notebook is like,
well, they.
I'm sorry.
They came out like months apart.
I know. She's just.
And then, obviously, we cannot forget that there was a Broadway musical version of Mean Girls, which I feel like your movie has made it.
Oh,
when there's a Broadway version of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah. You think we're seeing Broadway versions of Star Wars? Mm-mm.
People would, though.
I know. I'm actually surprised we haven't.
Us
honestly,
personally,
but.
No. but the Broadway musical version was also created and written by Tina Fey, who, of course, wrote the movie. So it's in good hands, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely, she's talented.
Yeah. She's going places.
It's an understatement. Yeah. This kid's getting to the top. but the musical version of Mean Girls debuted on Broadway in April of 2018 and was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. It received 12 Tony nominations and ran for 804 performances before getting shut down in March 2020 due to COVID.
Almost as many performances as we have episodes of Rich and Daily. So
almost. Everyone's got to aim for something.
Yeah. Obviously, Mean Girls has achieved cult status. Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think it's been able to stay so relevant, so loved, and just so quotable all the time?
Well, I mean, if I'm remembering correctly, it wasn't super popular in the beginning. Like, it was one of those, like, movies that, like, snowballed into becoming this cultural moment.
Yeah, which is the case a lot for a lot of, like, cult favorites.
It is. And like, I feel like, I mean, the quotable thing, like there are so many good lines that are applicable to just any scenario in your life.
Yeah.
The acting's phenomenal. The writing's phenomenal. It's just, it's silly. It's a silly premise. It's silly and stupid. And there's also somehow a pretty heartwarming message in it about bullying. Like it's just, it's got everything you want when it comes to
a movie. What do you think your favorite line is? If you had to pick one.
Oh, dear God.
I know.
I can't believe you're asking me this.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I, for some reason, I always quote in my head, this really expensive pair of gold hoop earrings. When Gretchen's talking about how she couldn't wear white gold hoop earrings. That I don't know why I love that line. That and is butter a carb are like two of the ones that I quote the most, probably.
I think my favorite's probably, she doesn't even go here. Like, I feel like that applies to so many moments.
Yeah.
Just that whole scene in general is amazing. It's my favorite.
I will say I once rewrote the lyrics to Kevin DeBoer's rap.
Okay.
And had it in my AIM bio.
And
it was incredible.
You can file that under things that do not surprise me at all. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.